The Purple Noon's Transparent Might by Arthur Streeton. A square canvas creates a window to Darug and Darkinjung country at the edge of the Blue Mountains in this work in oil painted in 1896. The painting measures 1.2 meters square and is bordered by a wide, dramatic gold frame. The broad, shallow Hawkesbury River flows down the right-hand side of the image, the cool blue water mingling with patches of muddy brown and flat sandy banks. The water is a riot of tones, ranging from light grey blue through marine blue to lilac purple, and hazy reflections of the landscape are rendered in painstaking detail on the water's surface. Near the left bank, livestock stand ankle-deep in the shallow water, painted as little more than single brushstrokes of brown and beige. Eucalypts line the bank, thick and untamed on the distant right-hand edge, and more sparse on the left, where a steep bank sweeps down from cleared grassy pasture to the river's edge. The fields stretch away into the distance, dotted with ramshackle sheds and a squat weatherboard house, with smoke rising from the chimney. In the distance, the Blue Mountains loom over the scene, a sudden and dramatic wall of deep misty blue against the pale powdery blue of the afternoon sky. The landscape is rendered in a hazy, loose style that's emblematic of Australian Impressionism. Forms and colours are built up in broad strokes of pigment that seem to catch the hazy light of a summer's day over the river near to us, and the characteristic blue haze that gives the distant mountains their contemporary name. Writing at the time of the work's creation, a critic said the work captured, quote, "the Hawkesbury River veiled in a quivering haze of sunlight. It's a boldly handled canvas, intelligently screwed up to the very highest pitch of tone possible to the realistic palette." Arthur Streeton's images celebrating the blue and gold palette of Australia's sun-drenched landscape struck a nationalistic chord during the lead-up to Federation. In early 1896, Streeton travelled to the upper reaches of the Hawkesbury River, between Richmond Bridge and Windsor, where he was inspired by the expansive view looking towards the Blue Mountains. The Purple Noon's Transparent Might takes its title from a poem by Percy Bysshe Shelley that embraces the natural world, sun, sky, water, and mountains, and was painted in 2 days, quote, "during a shade temperature of 108 degrees, or 42 degrees Celsius, in a state of, quote, "artistic intoxication with thoughts of Shelley in my mind."